Rebellion in Mali creates a refugee problem in West Africa. Trouble for Christians heats up in India. And a ministry wants to help people kick some bad habits. These stories and more on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Tuareg Rebellion in Mali has created a humanitarian crisis. Hundreds of refugees have been crossing into neighboring countries every day, putting strain on already scarce resources. Added to drought, this could create conditions for famine. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is helping, though. CRWRC's Wendy Young says the team is mounting a $2.4 million response, but not from Mali.
We had staff in Bamako, but they left the country on the weekend and managed to safely drive to Senegal. So we're very thankful for that, but we're not sure at this point when they might be able to return.
From Niger, CRWRC is focused on helping the refugees.
We do work with Christian partner organizations, and we have Christian staff, and their approach is to show the love of Christ to people in need. We don't have an opportunity to openly proclaim the gospel, but by our actions, speak louder than words in these situations.
Meanwhile, all injured victims of Monday's Oikos University shooting have been released from the hospital. Seven were killed when a former student stormed the California-based college and opened fire. The gunman is currently in custody. Oikos is a missions-minded Christian university with students from South Korea, Nepal, Nigeria, and more. Pray that their fervor for Christ and spreading his name would not be marred by this attack. So far, there's been no word from the university on the next step. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anti-Christian sentiments appear to be heating up in India, says Voice of the Martyrs Canada. There have been three vicious attacks against Christians in recent months. A pastor and his kids were attacked in their home by Hindu extremists in Kerala. In another state, radicals assaulted Christians for 2 days in retaliation for a prayer service. And a long series of attacks in Jharkhand grew so violent that Christians were forced to flee. Pray that despite the heavy persecution, the gospel would move forward. Next, psychology says that while it takes just an average of 28 days to form a new habit, it takes nearly 8 weeks to make it automatic. Biblica is really interested in using that approach to creating a godly habit, reading the Bible. Biblica's Paul Caminiti says some recent research had alarming implications.
Our best estimate is that 700 people give up reading the Bible every single day.
They began asking the question, how did this happen? The answer? Bad habits. So how to counter those?
We came up with what we call the 3 C's of Bible engagement, the complete story, understood in context, and experienced in community.
The next question was how to get people to stick with this discipline for the 8 weeks required to get the habit ingrained.
We created a new Bible text that is called the Books of the Bible. We created a different order for the books that makes more sense. But then we didn't stop there. We created a revolutionary approach that we do call community Bible experience.
And refugees worldwide are fleeing war, famine, crisis, and unrest. But what happens to them when they finally rest in a new nation? Well, it's hard enough for adult refugees to adapt to a new culture and language. What about teens on their own? Bethany Christian Services' Maureen Homrich says,
the need is for families to take these kids into their homes and to give them a place to process their grief, move on, get an education, and be in a loving home.
Bethany has been placing youth refugees with American families in West Michigan for years. The call for believers to respond is particularly great, not just for evangelistic purposes, but for obedience to God.
He talks to us about reaching the poor and needy, the broken and the oppressed, the fatherless and the orphans, and the foreigners. It is a biblical mandate, and our kids fit every one of those categories.
You can get involved from wherever you live. Our website has details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.